Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Florida State and Georgia Tech are doing something that I think is absolutely brilliant that no other schools in America are doing. Starting their 2024 college football seasons with a conference game. I checked. I was blown away to learn this, Cole, that no other schools in America have a conference game to start. It seemed like that was a growing trend a couple of years ago. And when this thing first started taking a little steam, I thought, like, meh, not that into it. I'd rather, you know, get a couple of tune-ups under my belt before I get into conference play. That's the way it had always been, right? Mm-hmm. You played two or three conference games early, or non-conference games early, I should say. Get your feet back under you, start playing those game speed reps, and then you start taking on your conference teams. But, man, I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's brilliant what Florida State and Georgia Tech are doing, playing a conference game to start the season. And as a matter of fact, Florida State is doing it twice. They, in a weird way, in a weird twist and turn, they play two games in week one of the season because they're not calling it week zero. Now a week isn't a week anymore. There's no such thing as a seven-day week anymore. Now it's like 12 days. Why not? Nothing matters. But Florida State take on Georgia Tech in Dublin. Turnaround on September 2nd. They'll play Boston College in Tallahassee. Both of them technically week one games. And I absolutely love it, Cole. Welcome to Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Why am I wrong?
Well, I just think that later in the season, as the season continues to build and we get later and later into the month of October, I want games then that matter. I want games then that are of great importance. And you know, I don't know that my biggest issue is playing all of them earlier on. But, you know, Florida State's a great example. You said they're playing two off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So they're playing Georgia Tech and Boston College to kick things off. And then that means when you look at their schedule, we looked at it yesterday, there's going to be two games later in the year that are not conference games. I understand why they do it. I just want, like, the buildup. Yeah. I want later in the year, November 23rd, before they play Florida, by the way, at home in Doak Campbell Stadium, I want the buildup to be there instead. They're playing Charleston Southern on November 23rd. And, you know, that's a get-right, stay-healthy game before Florida. Yeah. And then they have a bye week before that.
The SEC does it. They take on the SoCon in a big way in that week right before their rivalry weekend. So this is not something that SEC teams don't do.
Sure. I like the build-up, though. I like teams being able to, I don't want to say test the waters, but if I'm a fan of a team, and I guess it's different from a fan perspective, Diesel, than it is for the coach. Maybe it's more similar than we think. But if you just start off the game, or start off the season, rather, with two ACC, two conference games, I think it does test you earlier than if you played Wofford earlier, if you played whoever, Charleston Southern. If you played Charleston Southern to start the year, obviously it tests you a little more. Here's where I'll say this, though. These teams are going to be okay, though, now, Diesel, playing these conference games earlier if they are a contender because the playoffs expanded, yeah. So they do have a little more. Like, you remember when Clemson and Georgia played each other? I know it wasn't a conference game to start the year, but, like, there's very little wiggle room in a four-team playoff. With sure. more wiggle room now, maybe you start seeing more teams do that.
Remember, it is the five highest-ranked conference champions plus the next seven highest-ranked teams, including, again, a group of five, does get an automatic bid into this 12-team playoff. So all you have to do is be a conference champion. Now, certainly taking a loss in week one against Georgia Tech or taking a loss in week two against Boston College would hurt. Yes, it would very much hurt Florida State. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they can't get to the ACC championship game and still win it, right? That's all they have to do. It's not a regular season championship, even though I wish it was, right? I wish we were basing your entry into the playoffs on your entire body of work, 12 games worth of work. Then, if you pull an upset and you win your conference championship game, that can be used as consideration for why you may deserve one of the additional seven spots, right? But I don't like conference championship games deciding who represents the conference in the tournament. Because a lot of people have had a problem with that anyway. They say, well, what if Rutgers gets into the conference championship game? This is one of the biggest reasons why they went away from divisions in a lot of these big conferences. What if the representative from the East is weak, but the representative from the West is really strong?
Sure.
And the representative from the East somehow pulls the wild upset and wins the conference championship game. Well, in my scenario, when the regular season, the full 12-game body of work is what gets you into the 12-team playoff, it doesn't matter anymore. Now, certainly they don't want to take away importance from conference championship games. But Mike Norvell said yesterday at ACC Media Days, Cole and I were there. We appreciate Ingles Markets for their support in getting us there. He opened his press conference yesterday talking about the sense of urgency in facing conference opponents in weeks one and two. I think they're great. I think fans deserve for their teams to start their season on a high note where everything matters immediately in week one. You know, when you take on the FCS team in week one, well, okay, it's almost like a half bye to start your season. Yeah, it's great to have your team back out on the field, but you kind of know that they're going to win that game. And in a vast majority of the time, they do win that game. I want week number one to be huge, to be massive. And you're telling me that maybe a few more people won't tune in to Florida State, Georgia Tech, week one in Dublin because they know this game could very well knock Florida State way down the list when it comes to representing the ACC in the 12-team playoff.
I definitely want week one, week zero, whatever it is. I definitely want that week to have a big feel. There's no doubt. I'm not saying that I don't want any big games because it would be boring if everybody was playing FCS that weekend. I just prefer those big games to be non-conference games. I love Clemson, Georgia starting the season. I love a big-time feel. The only thing that I push back on is if I'm a coach, I do understand, even as a fan, I understand the importance of valuing that teams grow as the season goes on. Teams get better as the season goes on. And I understand from your perspective, you know, fans want that big game. Fans don't want to see Charleston Southern and Florida State week one, week zero, whatever it is. They want to see something that's worthwhile. However, the flip side of it is, if I'm a coach, I do know that sometimes, Diesel, I may have a stacked team. They may be ready to go. But there may be other years where my team needs to develop, kind of like Clemson did last year, right? Ending on a good note with Kentucky. That Duke game, you talk about conference games, who'd Clemson open up with last year?
Yeah.
A conference
it
game.
It can bite you in the ass.
And that's exactly what happened. It bit them last year, and it was a bad thing for Clemson. Imagine if Florida State's conference opener this year was Clemson, how we would be viewing that differently than we're viewing Florida State and Georgia Tech.
Well, you also have to look at it as, I know a lot of teams are playing big-time opponents, right? Georgia, Clemson are playing. Notre Dame, Texas A&M are playing. I know that there are big matchups in week one. I know that. But there are a lot of teams who are playing nobodies. They're playing sisters of the poor.
Yeah.
So if you know that your out-of-conference schedule is ultimately going to be weak, and Florida State's is not elite, okay? Georgia Tech, Boston College, bye week, Memphis, Cal, SMU, Clemson, bye week, Duke, Miami, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Charleston Southern, and Florida. Their out-of-conference is not great. It's Memphis, it's Charleston Southern, and it's Florida. So if I'm them, I know my fans aren't going to be super excited about this. I want to play an opponent that my fans actually care about, that may have some implications on the line, and that more people may tune into and say, oh, wow, this is really interesting. They're playing who? Where? Again, this was something that was starting to pick up a little bit of steam in years past, and it blew me away as I was looking for the schedule. And by the way, ESPN.com, it's time. We're like 30 days away from college football. It's time to put NCAA FB back on the main ticker when you go on ESPN.com.
Not there?
It's not there.
Oh.
No, we got to sift through.
Wasn't there Olympics?
Yeah, we got to go to the other little drop down next to it. I got NFL, NBA. Why NBA? NBA's done, guys. Major League Baseball, NHL, soccer, WNBA, and then there's that three sick little dots with the drop down menu where you select, and then like NCAA football is midway through that list.
So what's weird is,
it's like there's boxing, cricket, horse racing, and NASCAR before you see NCAA football.
Here's what's weird. On my computer right here, NCAA football is the very first one.
What?
Yeah, it's the very first one on the top left. Mine is. I don't know.
Bro.
Maybe you have a broken laptop over there that doesn't support college football. I mean, I don't know what to get. Yeah. You know, here's the issue. The bigger issue that we haven't discussed today, the big problem with this conference opener, if you want me to buy in to a conference opener for Florida State and Georgia Tech, maybe you can get me there. Maybe you can get me. However, if the game's in Dublin, Ireland, you're not going to get me there in terms of being excited for it. Number one, who's getting the gate for that game? Who's getting the money? Are they splitting it? I don't know how that works with the ticket allotment if it were a home game and whoever the home team, you know, in Ireland, who the home team is. I think Georgia Tech's the home team. Don't hold me to that. But if this game was in Atlanta, imagine the same day just down the road, you've got Georgia Clemson. Same day, guess what? You've got Georgia Tech. And I know this game's earlier, but I'm just saying hypothetically. Sure. Those two in the same city. I mean, can you imagine the buzz?
Now, we were talking about it yesterday. What if Clemson, Georgia was the noon kickoff, as it is, and Florida State, Georgia Tech was being played on campus at Georgia Tech in the primetime game? Would you be with me there requesting credentials? We'll go see a double-double?
Yeah, I'll do that. Not Georgia Southern, though.
No, it's Georgia State.
Georgia. Oh, is it Georgia State? State.
He's like, I don't care to go watch Georgia State taking on Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I'm good.
T. Swizzle asked, when does the first preseason poll come out? Well, the first official AP poll, by the way, comes out Monday, August 12th at noon. That's when we'll get the very first
T-Swizzle.
Monday, August 12th. Thank you, T. Swizzle, for that question.
Those polls, I get it. You got to have a poll.
Yeah.
But, like, when you get from 4 to 16, I don't really look at them.
I have a big issue with those as a fan of a smaller school. I don't like the preseason AP polls being used in advertising because the committee starts to internalize that, right? I mean, we know that when we look at 1 through 5, as you said, they're probably pretty accurate. Like, we all kind of have a pretty good sense of who the top 5 teams in America are.
Pretty easy.
But everybody outside of that, it's a little blurrier, right? So the problem is all these people who are tasked with watching football and deciding, all the committee members, they will look back and say, oh, well, this was number 9 Michigan versus number 25
I agree 100%
Iowa State, right?
Why can't
and
we?
At it and say, ooh, this was a really good Michigan team, right? So they'll start to internalize by seeing that single digit number next to Michigan's logo. They'll internalize, this was a really good Michigan team. So they may overvalue Michigan throughout the season because that early AP poll thought very highly of them.
To that point, why can't we say, okay, let's set a date for the college football playoff, which they already have. They've set a date. You know how we get halfway through the year and then they'll all of a sudden start getting the Final Four and whatever. We'll have the shows on Tuesday nights. Let's just say, hey, we're not going to have any polls come out until then. What is the point? Because if you do that, you're doing exactly what you said. You're giving a team who right now, Louisville's ranked. Mm-hmm. Miami are there's four teams on Clemson's roster that are ranked. And they're not going to be ranked when the season's over. What is the point of Louisville being ranked inside the top 25 right now? Because at the end of the season, they're not going to be ranked. That's my point.
That would be Georgia, NC State, who's ranked 18th, Florida State, who's ranked 15th, Louisville, who's ranked 21st.
That's right.
So, yeah, those are the four ranked teams. And they don't know. So they may,
NC State won't be either, in my opinion.
Louisville may should be starting outside of the top 25, but they just don't know, and you see a number next to it, and you start to assume. Now, I understand that the AP poll is unofficial, right?
Yeah.
The only official poll is the College Football Playoff Committee poll.
Sure.
And they don't start that until midway through the season. So everybody who complains, me included, because I just did it, we're all complaining that these numbers shouldn't exist. Well, as far as the playoff committee is concerned, they don't exist. My point is that there's no way that it doesn't have some influence.
There's no way. You cannot convince me that the voters who are on that committee don't look at those AP. You can't, because it's right beside the team.
Yeah, you can't not look at it.
You can't not look at it. So you're telling me, what you're saying is, there's a publication, the AP. The AP has these pointless rankings that we're sticking beside these teams, and then 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks from now, we're going to still have those numbers, which, by the way, don't mean anything. So do not read those numbers beside those teams is what you're basically
telling me. If you're an AP voter, you basically work the first half of the season, right? I mean, you work from now, gathering your information all the way through week, what is it, 8, I believe, when they start doing the college football, the official committee rankings.
Something like that.
Past that, the AP doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore, because now the AP, the committee, has just snatched all the importance of the AP poll out from under you. Now, I put a lot more stock in the AP poll because it is a ton of sports writers from all over the country, and it is a consensus from how many people even vote on the AP
poll? Probably a lot.
It's like 100.
Yeah.
It's like 100 different sports writers who write on this. Some of them are a little more biased than others. Some of them don't pay. Like if they're on the West Coast, they're maybe not paying a ton of attention to East Coast, and vice versa. East Coast writers maybe not paying a ton of attention to West Coast, but that is their charge.
Yeah.
That is their job to pay attention to that. But it doesn't always happen that way.
Texter on the text line says, has the top 12, not in all caps, had a team with three losses in the last 5 years? This comes from the 327. You can text the show throughout the entirety of the program, 71307. Start your text with the word fan. Trying to think off the top of my head. A team with three losses in the top 12. Sure, had to have, right? There has to be a team. I mean, without looking, there has to be. There's no way. I'm thinking like a Oregon from a few years ago. That's a good question, Texter. I guess that's your point of, I think earlier we discussed.
Yeah. I'm going to look at the 2023 SEC standings, okay? Because that's the most powerful conference. If there was going to be a three-loss team inside the top 12, last year LSU had three losses.
Yeah.
Let's see.
They're
Tennessee
gonna be right there.
Tennessee
on the
had
bubble.
Four, and I'm not. You know, I don't remember specifically Tennessee's season. Did they start out strong, and did they fall off down the stretch? I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, would you look at last year's LSU team and tell them that they are not good enough to get into the 12-team playoff?
Well, Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, exactly.
No, probably. I would say they're probably a top 12 team without looking, again, off the top of my head, without looking at the entirety of it. No, I think last year they were a top 12 team. I don't know exactly where they finished, but I'll tell you this.
2023 final AP top 25.
There will be a three-team
number
loss.
12. Number 12 was a three-loss LSU. Number 11 was a three-loss Arizona. Then you get into Ohio State, Ole Miss, Missouri, and Oregon, who all had two losses. And that includes, I think that includes the bowls.
Yeah, so
that
includes the bowls. The teams that would have been on the outside last year were Penn State, Notre Dame, Oklahoma State, and as you said, a four-loss Tennessee team.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think ultimately is a good thing. I do. I think it's going to be the three-loss teams are going to have a shot at getting in. However, I think that third loss kind of equals Diesel a second loss in the college football playoff when it was four teams, it's kind of similar because if you had two losses, could you get in? Maybe.
Yeah.
But, the surefire way now, in my opinion, with the 12 team is one loss, you're okay. As long as it's a reputable loss, you're fine. You're in. If you have one loss, you know, because last year inside that top 12, Washington was a one-loss team, Georgia was a one-loss team, Florida State was a one-loss team, and that was it. So those three teams were in.
So to go back to the original point with starting the season off with a conference game, let's just say that Florida State loses week one against Georgia Tech. It's a long flight. You're in a different country. God. Something weird could happen, right? And Georgia Tech is not an awful football team. They're just certainly not on the level of a Florida State. You're telling me that an 11-1 Florida State team that rattled off an undefeated, that rattled off 11 straight wins after a Georgia Tech game in Ireland week one, you telling me they're not going to the ACC championship game? They would have gone 7-1 in conference. They're going to the conference championship game. So
sure.
I don't think it necessarily costs you a ton, but it does put week one implications out of the gate. It makes it unique. No other schools in the country are doing this. I checked, okay? Big 12, Big 10, SEC, Conference USA, MAC, Mountain West, Sun Belt. No other teams are doing this in college football this year. These are the only two. And Florida State does it with two straight conference games.
And to your point, the risk is small now because it's a 12-team playoff. If we were speaking a year ago, or if the playoff hadn't changed, and we're talking about conference games being earlier, I think there's a big conversation to be had. But I do now think that there is a 12-team playoff. I think you will start to see more teams schedule conference games because there is less risk, if you will, in my opinion.
I mean, imagine starting off with a straight conference schedule and then booking a bunch of FCSs at the end of the year.
Ugh,
you start putting up 60, 70. I know. I'm just taking this to the point of the extreme, right?
Sure.
Where you're beating Charleston Southern's ass 74-0, and then the committee says, oh, my God, this Florida State offense is incredible. You see how many touchdowns DJU threw for in that last game against Charleston Southern? He's incredible.
It'd be something else. It'd be something else. And I'm interested to see if more programs start to do it. Speaking of programs, I asked the question in the very next segment. We were at ACC Media Days yesterday. You'll be there tomorrow, Diesel. Does the ACC now belong to someone other than Clemson? I know Clemson had a down year last year. Florida State, North Carolina has been in the hunt over the last few years. But if Clemson's no longer the title holder of the ACC, who is?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.